Good morning, everyone. 早上好，早安。And how is everybody this morning? Good? You look good? You look ready to go to the bake sale and have a wonderful, I still have a wonderful strawberry jam in my fridge. It tastes very good. But Pastor Dan says we will have the wonderful strawberry jam in the fall time, but today they still have a lots of things to offer. So grab a flower for your wife and for your loved one. That's a wonderful chance to have fellowship together as well. So one of the best things I find in our midst, in our church, RPC, it's our fellowship time. I love fellowship time. You know, the Lord changed me a lot. So I used to hate, I should not say hate. I used to not embracing the fellowship time. I know that Christians are supposed to fellowship together. But I find out the quiet time in my corner is better, a lot better than the fellowship together. I find that. But since I came to RPC a couple of years ago, probably 6 years ago also, and I get to love fellowship with other Christian brothers and sisters, and I love. But I would say this is not an easy journey for me. So a lot of time I feel condemned, and I feel a little bit shameful. See, how come I don't like the fellowship? It's not supposed to be like that. And other people love fellowship. How many people love fellowship? It's good. Good, 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 good. No, no, you will not offend me. So, yeah, it's good. Good. But for me, it takes a journey. It takes a journey to make myself accountable with other people, with other fellow Christians, with you. So, but this morning, I want to talk to you about the gift of fellowship. If this is a gift, so I do not take this for granted because it's from God. God granted us the wonderful gift of fellowship. So we're going to share from the 1 Peter chapter 4, 7 through 10. And if you don't have the Bible, that's okay. We can read the screen together. Okay. The end of all things is near. Therefore, be alert and of sober mind so that you may pray. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. So I find this verse very touching to my own life. Especially at the end, he says, faithful stewards of God's grace. The more we dwell on God's grace, the grace of Jesus Christ in our life, the more we want to give and the more we want to share with other people. Amen? So this is all from God's grace. We have nothing. I don't have anything in my life. So I want to share with other people. I want to fellowship with other people. I want to celebrate life with other people because of who he is in our life, because of love, his love in our life. So I really love this portion of verses. And by the way, we have a Chinese song for this verse, and I'm going to sing to you. Do you want to hear? Yeah. Okay, I'm just seeing portion of it. Otherwise, you will just dismiss.
万物的结局尽了，所以你们要尽心守，尽心祷告。最要紧的是彼此切实相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。
He covers.
因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。So,
because, thank you. This is the way I memorized this portion of scripture. You know, because love covers over a multitude of things. I love this. And I make mistakes lots of times, and Pastor Jim knows a lot. You probably know this a lot. I make mistakes, and people really love me enough and that tell me that the mistakes I've made. But love covers multitude of things because of love. I like it. I like the song and like the verses. In the Bible also talk about what is love. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 4 through 8, we're all familiar with verses, this portion of verses, but we're just going to read it one more time real quick. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 4 through 8, love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. And we notice that in Chinese translation, and this, the first part and the last part is the same meaning. So patient and perseveres. In Chinese Bible, we translate the same words. So must be somehow important. Love is patient. But it's not easy. So all this part, I made mistakes a lot of times for portion of it, but not all of it. So at least I'm not very bad. But it's not easy for a lot of portion. God's still training us, and God still disciplines us to be more perfect, to be more complete. And nobody is perfect, but we all pursue the perfection that God reserved for us, and for you and for me. So what is the definition of love? What is love like? I have several definitions for you. Love is like all other aspects of life. It is a commitment, and you need to fight hard for it to work, right? So many of you marry for a long time, and you know sometimes it takes a little bit effort. It's not just loving feelings, right? So after you marry, it's not loving feeling anymore, but you do have it. But you find out the order before you get married, you have feeling and you love. But after you get married, you make a commitment and you have a feeling. Amen? You don't agree. Anyway. So you don't agree with me, that's okay. I take it. Okay. So love is like a violin. The music may stop now and then, but the strings remain forever. Amen? So love never ends. And where love is, God is. So God is love. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8. right? So God teaches us to love by putting some unlovely people around us. This does not apply in RPC. Sometimes, okay? Sometimes, outside of the church. Amen? Okay. So faith makes all things possible, but love makes all things easy. Easy, you know, before Alpha, we all eat together. So in China, I heard that if you need to do business successfully in China, you have to eat. You have to have a potluck somehow. So that's why we love potluck, you know. So you have to eat, because on the table of dining table, you eat and you talk about business afterward. You make whole thing easier. Right? You don't agree with me again. Okay, so faith makes all things possible, but love makes all things easy. So sometimes it's easy. It's not because our son and our daughter doesn't obey us, but because of sometimes it's just not a good time. It's just not a good time. So, Lord, how come my son doesn't obey me? I find my son obey me after dinner. It's easier time. After dinner. So I say, son, I cook something good for you to eat. You better. And then it makes things easy. So the atmosphere changes. So I love Alpha. So we eat together and we have fun together. We talk together. We have fellowship together. And then we talk about God. And we ask questions together. And people open up. But before we receive the love from each other, and there's a verse, Psalm 28, verse 7. Here says, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and he helps me. My heart leaps for joy, and with my song I praise him. So I find that I have a devotional time. And after devotional time, it's easier for me to talk to people. Do you feel that? So a lot of time I have something going on in my heart, or I have problem with people. Sometimes I think I better go to my corner, go to the quiet corner, and I pray to God. I lay all my burden to God, say, God, help me, strengthen me. And God did strengthen me. And it's a lot easier for me to have a great fellowship time with other people. So sometimes we need to meditate on God's word. And his word can help us line up with the right thinking and line us up with the right attitude. And sometimes we need to maybe repent before the Lord, and we can see clear and what's going on in our life first before we see what's going on with other people. Amen? So sometimes we may need to just go to our own prayer time. So sometimes we may need to come and pour ourselves to the Lord and lay our burden before him. And sometimes we may need to pray for our enemies. And who's our enemies? Okay. So sometimes the Lord asks us to pray. Jesus tells us to pray for our enemies. Why do we need to pray for our enemies? And I find out that when I pray for my enemies, and God changes things. When God changes people's heart, and I know that it is not me that changed this person, it is who changed the person? It is God who changed that person. So I give glory not to myself, but to God. So I know that God is doing the work of people's heart. So praise God. Praise God. So before we have wonderful fellowship, sometimes we need to come back to God and pray to Him and ask Him to strengthen our heart that we can have a wonderful fellowship with other people. So a lot of time it's about spiritual warfare. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, it talks about, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood. So sometimes we have some thoughts going on. It may be it's part of the spiritual warfare going on. So our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. But we, as a Christian, we want to allow God, allow Jesus to fight a battle for us and with us. And we don't want to fight alone. And I have tried to fight alone, and I fail. And we don't want to try to fight alone. It's a really, really hard battle to fight alone. Amen? So it's easy for us to allow God to fight for us. And it is good to pray together with other brothers and sisters. In Matthew chapter 18, verse 19, it says, again, truly I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. So Jesus has talked about the power of unity, the power of pray in unity. So I find out pray together has the power. And Jesus promised us this. So we can grab the other sister and the other brother and we pray together. So when we pray together, it has the power. So we have the prayer team in our church and a lot of people join the prayer team. Praise God. And when we pray together, God released His power to us. God released power in heaven to earth. So we have, I think 2 years before, my father and my mother-in-law in Taiwan, they have a really fatal disease, very dangerous, very, very dangerous. And they were hospitalized for several days. My mother-in-law was more serious. And so I think you remember that I asked you to pray for them. And they just miraculously got healed. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you. So Jesus promised us He will release His power on earth because we pray in unity together as a group, as a brother and sister in unity. Pray together. So pray is important. So today we're going to talk about three things. On the verse, 1 Peter, first thing that the end time is near. So we need to pray and we will love each other and we will serve one another. And that's the three things I'm going to talk about today. So I already talked about the prayer together, prayer with each other in God's power. And the second thing I'm going to talk about is love each other. I heard a joke from other people, but this is not a quote, but it's really, really fun to talk about this. And people say, sometimes it's hard to love one another. And this person says, if you cannot love one another, love another one. So okay. So just switch. I loved English grammar. If you cannot love one another, love another one. All right. So it's good. Grammatical order. So love one another. Love one another. So in 1 Peter, he says, love one another deeply. In NIV version, we see deeply. And in New King James version, we see fervent love. And this fervent has, it's in other words, passionate, intense, sincere, and heartfelt. So passionate, intense, sincere, and heartfelt. And I have a picture to show you. And I love this picture. So teamwork. So I'm the first one. So hang in the air for a while. And the second person hang in the air. And the third person hang in the air. And they all cross this place. So that's good. So they carry each other's burden together. And I will call this teamwork. But I will also call this accountability. Accountability to serve together, to have accountable together in God. So accountability is important. So I'm going to also talk about example of my son again. So please don't mind. I already asked my son's permission. I am not sure. It's on upstairs. It's dark. I cannot see where my son hides. But I get his permission. I put my son has my two sons. They have a desk in their bedroom, and they do homework and they play. And they do things together. That's good. But last year, I found that their grades are not very good. So I find something was wrong with their grades, or something was wrong with their habit of study. So I just trying to understand. So later on, I find out that whenever I go to their room, they seem to be very concentrating. So I know because of the sound of my slippery. So make them know that they are alert, that I am approaching their room. So several times I just took off my slippery. And I go to their room. I went to their room. And they were not concentrating. And they get caught. Uh-oh. And so I found another way. So I discussed with my wife. I said, we better put them in another place. And I better put their desk in another place. So we decided to put their desk in an open area. We can see them all the time. And they don't feel comfortable anymore. And so, but we as a parents, we feel good. You know, we like that. They don't like that in the beginning. So, and then we try for several months. And one thing happened. You know what happened? Their grades start rising. They don't want me to tell you what kind of grade they get. So I only get permission to say up to this part. Their grade got pulled up amazingly, miraculously. And because they got accountability, they have been accountable. And their screen are accountable to me. So whenever I went out of my room, I can see their screen. I can see what they are doing. So they always know what they are doing. But I know they finally have to do they have to do by themselves, what they are supposed to do. But I see their grace rising. I like that. You know, in our Mandarin Fellowship, and we have the plan to study the Bible the whole year. We have a schedule every day. So this year, we study the New Testament and the Psalm and Proverbs together. So everybody has a schedule. And sometimes I really don't like people to come to me, did you read today's Bible? I really don't like that. Because sometimes if I don't read it, and I don't like that. But if I read it that day, and somebody asks me, I will say, praise God, I read it. Did you? But the accountability just encourage each other in a good way. Amen? So I like accountability. So love each other. So in Ecclesiastes 4:12, and here says, shall we read together? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. So we hold hands together. And this journey sometimes not easy, but we go together and make whole thing easier. So in the Alpha, in the Alpha, we all share our part. And Russ do a good job in cooking, and a lot of people are helping in the kitchen, and Holger is doing good at administrative and organizing, and I'm doing some translating and talking to people. So and last week, last Friday, before Alpha, and I just feel frustrated to work on some technical stuff. But it happened just Jeff, who speaks Chinese, walked by my office, and he said, do you need help? And I didn't say yes, because I feel, you know, I can deal with this, no problem. But he came by, somehow he's so familiar with the computer. And for me, it probably will take me half an hour to finish downloading and that kind of stuff. And he just take him 5 to 10 minutes to figure out. So, praise God. We need each other. We need each other. So we need each other to have this journey walk together. So sometimes we may have our weaknesses, right? Do we agree? Sometimes we have our strength, but sometimes we may face our weaknesses. But we don't like to face weaknesses. Hey, this is my weakness. Look at my weaknesses. Nobody wants to do that, right? But God amazingly help us through other people, through other fellow Christians, when we need it. When we need it. So on Friday, when Jeff came and helped me and just uplifted my heart, just shine my day and help me, because I feel, you know, a little bit frustrated and feel a little bit down, but he helps me. So we need to help each other, right? Love one another, serve one another together as a church, as a team. So lastly, we talk about serving. We already talked about this. And in Psalm 81, before we end, I am the Lord your God who brought you up out of Egypt. Open wide your mouth, and I will fill it. But my people will not listen to me. Israel will not submit to me. So I give them over to their stubborn hearts to follow their own devices. If my people would only listen to me, if Israel would only follow my ways, how quickly I would subdue their enemies and turn my hands against their foes. So this is a little bit serious and heavy verses for us to look at that. But here says, God says, open wide your mouth and I will fill it. So sometimes God wants to bless us with his abundant blessings. But we might have some hindrance that we cannot receive it. So God encourages us and wants us to open wide our heart to receive it, right? So, but sometimes it may take a little bit humbleness for us to receive it. And for me, it's been a struggle for me, you know, to receive. And one time a sister came to me, and she says, "And God told me to give you this gift, and please receive it." And I said, "No." And I said, "No." Why did I say no? Because I feel she needs more than I do. So I taught her that you need this gift more than I do, so you take it back. You better take it back. And she says to me, she says, "God told me to give it to you. It's not me give it to you. It's God. God commanded me to give it to you. And why don't you..." No, she didn't say that. She said, "Please, take it." And the second time, I still have a hard time to receive it. Because in my thinking, and I feel she needs more than I do, I just cannot accept it, cannot receive it. I have a hard time to receive it. And the third time, and I thought about, if I don't accept it, am I really offending God? Maybe I'm offending God. Maybe I'm offending this sister as well. So third time I receive it with a thankful heart and with a receiving attitude. And no matter what, because God asked the sister to give it to us. So praise God. And I receive it. But I do want to say, confess, that we do learn to receive a lot of times. So let's go back to the picture that the three. Sometimes we may be the person who hang in the air, right? Sometimes we may be the person who is walking, but sometimes we may be a person who is in the air, right? For some people, it's hard to do a certain part. But God says, if I wanted to give it to you, why don't you receive it? Receive it. Receiving a lot of time may be harder than giving. Do you agree? You don't agree with me again. But receiving is important. Receiving God's grace of our Lord Jesus Christ in our life is important. So this morning, if you haven't received the gift from God, from our Lord Jesus Christ, the gift of his love, and this morning is a chance for you to receive. If you never get a chance, receive. So we have talked about pray earnestly and love each other deeply. And also we talk about serve one another faithfully and humbly. Humbly, like what I did, I failed, but I did receive it because I know whatever God has for me, I receive it. Amen? So can we say together, say to your neighbor, whatever God has for me, I receive it. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you. Thank you for your free gift for us in our life. Because of you, abundant life you give it to us. And we can have it abundantly. And receive by faith. And we know that you love us. Your love never changes. And your faithful love always ministers to our heart that we can love each other because of your presence, because of your free gift for our life. Thank you. We give you praise and all the blessings from you. And you love us unconditionally, faithfully, and graciously. We give you praise and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.